Now it's no big deal to smoke marijuana. Okay? So that's becoming a known thing and almost going to be a legal thing. Well, then nobody will require it. Okay? Now let's take the magnetism and the polarity and the frequency of, say, smoking regular tobacco. Now, the position now is it's almost illegal to smoke anywhere, even outside,
right.
But yet tobacco is still legal.
Yeah.
Now see, now because they're making it taboo, you actually have more smokers than you've had in a very, 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 very long time.
Now, you're in comparing marijuana now and smoking, you're illustrating in general what are the factors of frequency, magnetism, and polarity.
That is exactly correct, because on the big scale, smoking is bad.
Yeah.
But on an individual scale, people say, I choose to engage or I don't choose to engage, and then polarity puts them absolutely in an almost impossible situation when they can't even go outside and smoke legally.
Yeah, so the idea that smoking is bad is the magnetism is the isness.
Uh-huh. But yet people are still smoking, so smoking is still an arness. And the is,
yeah, that's the polarity.
That even
the polarity
smokers
factor
are bad.
That's the polarity
the
factor? Is that the polarity factor?
Yeah.
We're just trying to get through. That's the polarity factor.
And here's the proof of magnetism working. You people who smoke, they may not even like smoke, but smoke gets away from them. Well, we'd say smoke is a spirit. It always goes to the person who's most offended by tobacco smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're offended, and wherever it is, it'll go in their face.
Well, that's the frequency factor.
There you go. Very good.
It's funny.
And the magnetism pushes it to those people.
Yeah. I was thinking about Ion saying today when he's always going banging on about he can't legislate morality, because there's a high school like right across my street, and whenever I go, whether it's lunchtime or whatever, they won't let the kids smoke on the school property. So what they do is that they all spill out onto this little road, which is the road I turn onto to get onto my street. So while they won't let the kids smoke on this huge expanse of grass, they're letting them sit on the street. Almost getting you hit by cars, or, you know, having absolutely no...
And if a car ran over their ass, they'd say, oh, see, there's that smoking, killed another one.
Yeah, or they would, or it would become my fault, right, if I was to hit them, and that's because...
Oh,
no,
that would actually be okay, because for you to kill a smoker isn't really a big loss, according in their eyes.
No.
They're trying to make smokers as... less than.
Like they did with marijuana. They did it.
Like they did. See, Bob even got that parallel segue. Damn, Bob. Now all of a sudden, having marijuana, that's okay. That doesn't hurt you. That's no problem. Blah, 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 blah. But tobacco, oh, that's terrible.
They're giving it to all the cancer patients even.
Well, of course. But see, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
When you apply polarity, frequency and magnetism, everything shifts. Everything changes. I mean, up where Greg is in North Carolina, he says in their state they still think that tobacco is a vegetable. That's where they raise all the tobacco. I mean, they even, in restaurants, you go in the restaurant and they ask you if you want a smoking section or a non-smoking section. People looking, they think it's ridiculous. What do you mean, smoking section? They're burning people here, or the food is well done here? It's unheard of, you see.
They didn't ban smoking so much in the hometown, in the home state of Maine.
Well, in the states where they raise it, of course. So because of this perception of the outcome.
Yeah, you got rules being made by the mortar world of school or society. So they always got to have something on the less than. So it used to be marijuana, then it becomes smoking. So the rulemaking factor is an extension of the labyrinth of the mind.
And what happens is you end up with more smokers than you'd have had if you just said, everybody have whatever you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meaning you're putting children in the streets to smoke cigarettes now.
So polarity is the issue of authority versus power? Is that a polarity?
Well, no, we were talking about big picture. We're talking about big picture. So you don't want to do that. You can, but you don't want to do that from that segue. You want to go at it a different way if you're going to do that, because you'll just find out that because of your weakness, magnetism forced you into doing something you really didn't want to do.
Right. So the wire whisk would bring that back, and the Grand Central Station is this interplay of frequency, magnetism, and polarity. Is a way of looking at the Grand Central Station.
Okay. That we like that better. That's fine. And you notice we weren't saying you couldn't get to where you wanted to go before, but from there you'd get the outcome that wasn't as desirable. Good.
So if frequency, magnetism, and polarity are the interval.
Go ahead, Bob. You're on.
They could be the way you think of past, present, future is the. It's a simple way of dealing with frequency, magnetism, and polarity.
Oh, folks are falling away.
Right. So did you get that, Sasha? Maybe she fell away. She asked the question, so she got knocked out.
Seems logical. And you had a good save there. Susan!
Yes?
Get Bob's tightened up. Are you sort of getting these wordy words? And
I don't understand the past, present, and future relating to magnetism, frequency, and polarity.
Okay. Good, and that's what he's just fixing to go into, because
okay.
He's going to lay it out, because he's only got about 100 hours this down, so you've got him greased up now. Maybe he'll get you somewhere, but if he don't, we will. It's all right, but we love Bob's first run at it.
So we got Sheldon.
He's going to show you how much he don't know. It's great.
Yeah, Renee or Barbara, do you have any points to make before we do it, just while we're waiting for Sasha?
No. No, I was just before thinking about how, the road, the car, the driver, and how to extend on that thought.
Very
and
good.
I'll get there.
Well, that's a hardware thing. Think of the ice cream thing. That's simpler. And then the communication between Sasha Ian and Carolyn in her own private session. Those are three different aspects. But, past, present, future are part of a now. And the distance between you and you, or the gauging of those aspects, determines how much past and future you think you need or live within. So I'm saying that is an interval. No, wait a minute. So this now is an interval.
Well, that's a bunch of wordy words. It's ridiculous.
Well, hey, you asked me to do it.
No, you're in a new thing now. So we're waiting on Sasha, and she's back. That's ridiculous. It's fine. The words are good, but Renee didn't have a clue. You might as well just.
Well, just for the record. So another way of looking at past, present, future in the interval of determining what your now is, or the parameters of your now, we use frequency, magnitude, and polarity, which are ratios and perspectives, which get into the angles, to bring it back to the beginning of today.
Good,
and the numbers and the sine, wave, cosine, and the triangulation.
Good. Yep. Oh, that's exactly right. Whoopee, now you got it.
Now you can tell them what I meant.
Renee, let's make it easy. Let's make it easy. You have a car.
Yes.
It is an is. That car for you is also an arness. Yes?
Correct.
You have keys to your car that you control.
Yes.
And all the systems in your car are okay, meaning you have air in the tires, you have gas in the tank, you've got juice in the battery, blah, 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 blah. Right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the car, the road, and the driver.
Mm-hmm. All
right? You have a word. Take a drive is the word. You can wait a week to take a drive, or you can instantly say, take a drive, and just don't even put your clothes on. Just go in your sloppy stuff and go get in the car, crank it up, and start on a direction. You don't even have to know where you're going. Now, granted, it may be to ice cream, but that's not what we're talking about here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to get marijuana cigarettes, but that's not what we're talking about here. Take a drive, and instantly you can be in your process of driving. Got it. Okay. Now, once you decide you'd like to drive to, now all of a sudden you're adding a ratio perspective in the conversation. Okay. Take a drive to El Paso, Texas. is a way different conversation than just riding, going to town, isn't it?
Correct.
You'd have, it would take you, the stance between town and El Paso would be larger than, say, just going to get ice cream. But they also have ice cream in El Paso, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right. So now what you're, the interval that Bob's words were trying to lay out for you there was the distance between you and town and you and El Paso is the magnetism of the distance between you achieving El Paso and or ice cream with marijuana cigarettes or in town with ice cream and getting marijuana cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay, so if you get it that way, magnetism affects that, you decide. Polarity affects that, the desire to do. Polarity lets you gauge the direction to El Paso.
Okay.
Okay, the frequency is you, which sets the importance of, oh, no, I only want El Pasoan ice cream while I enjoy marijuana cigarettes.
Okay.
Does that, see, we did it up and down from a, just straight out without a bunch of words. Did that make
it
easier?
Would you mind repeating the frequency bit? You said polarity lets you gauge the direction.
Polarity is the direction. If you want to go to El Paso, it'll take polarity to land you there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Magnetism is what pushes you away from home.
Okay.
Magnetism doesn't attract. It pushes away.
Okay.
Okay. Frequency. Well, no, we can prove that. You can take two magnets.
No. It clicked.
Oh, finally. Okay. Because if you take two magnets, the north is attracted to the south, and the south is attracted to the north. But if you put the two like poles of the magnet together, they push away from each other. And when you connect them north to south and south to north, then it just becomes one big north and one big south. Where it connects has no polarity at all.
Polarity is a direction. Magnetism was the...
what pushes you out of your house.
Oh, yeah, it pushes you away, yeah. So now, most people think magnetism brings things together. That's how it's popularly used, but actually it's about pulling apart. That's what's different about what I am saying. So then the frequency...
magnetism is when you start walking. The further you walk, the easier it is to walk. But when you get up in the morning and you're all stove up, you're closer, so you have a harder time walking. But the further you get away from it or pushed away from the magnet, which you may call your bed, the less pull it has on you. But you have to get far enough away to notice that walking is not painful or not appropriately fun.
Yeah, magnetism pushes you away. Polarity is a direction. What's frequency?
Oh, frequency sets the pattern that got you in the notion for having El Pasoan marijuana cigarette. But if you had marijuana-flavored ice cream in El Paso, maybe that's the ticket.
So you're saying frequency is a particular object that attracts you to El Paso. The
frequency is what you're trying to line up to.
And so you go push away from where you were, and you decide where what you want to line up to is where it is. That's polarity, the direction you get there. And then what is impelling you is frequency.
Magnetism.
No, because you could.
Yeah, you don't need to explain it. So what is frequency? It's not impelling. It's your goal, or it's what you want.
It's what you're lining up to.
Well, what's that? Is lining up to meaning I desire it?
Well, you have to line up to whatever the desire is.
Yeah, we discussed on the office party the linear thing about line up. Can you use another word? Line up. You say that's not appropriate.
Well, it's not. We're just trying to make it simple so you get it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't use the word lineup because we ain't using it. So what is it? What's lineup mean?
Okay. If you if you desire ice cream, okay, you have a frequency, correct?
Because the ice cream is emitting a frequency, and it's wearing you. It's eating you rather than you eating the ice cream.
Well, right, good, but that even makes it more confusing.
Mm.
Ice cream, everything has a frequency. You have a frequency, and if you desire...
Yeah, we know. Everything has a frequency. So how do you fit that in between?
Well, shut
being
the fuck up
away,
and we'll
being
tell
pushed
you.
Away, no, no, being pushed away and knowing what direction, what is the other factor, the object you're looking for? Frequency, the object you want.
No, it is not.
Okay, well, explain the difference.
Shall we try? You have a set frequency that is, all right? Now, you want something, say ice cream. Ice cream also has its own independent frequency, okay?
That's what you mean by lining up, overlaying, interpenetrating the frequency of the object?
If your frequency is the same as ice cream, you won't have to do a thing. Ice cream will just be right there instantly. No action on your part required. Okay? The greater the distance between your frequency and the frequency of ice cream is the distance that it will take you to achieve your frequency desire. And here's the best example.
You use the word frequency or frequency several times in there. Is that the lining up? The frequency, the distance between the distance to the frequency.
You said you have a set frequency that is. Ice cream has its own frequency, and the greater the distance between
the frequencies.
The frequency.
The further away ice cream is to you.
Okay.
Here's how it works. You go out looking for something. You need a hammer. You go to Home Depot, and you're not lined up with the hammer, and you're at Home Depot. Well, you can buy a hammer at Home Depot. Well, you go with a frequency far away from a hammer. You can go to Home Depot. Oh, sorry, we're out of hammers. I can back order you one, it'll be here in 3 weeks, or I can drop ship it, and it'll be in 5 days or something. And you're like, what the fuck? I want a hammer. This is Home fucking Depot. I want a hammer. Sorry, ma'am, we're out of hammers. So you go to Lowe's, another place where you can buy a hammer. Well, you can cover the whole earth, and if your frequency is that far apart, there won't be a hammer for sale at all. Period.
And you bump into your neighbor the next day, he's got a hammer, and you say, where'd you get that? Oh, I got that at Home Depot yesterday.
Exactly.
And you go, wait.
Well, I wanted to borrow your hammer. No, I'm sorry, you can't borrow the hammer. You can't borrow the hammer. I can't trust you with hammer.
But as you lay this out, Ian, people start saying, well, okay, how do I line up my frequency? So then they get into the efficient causality issue of how to do something. You're creating a situation here where we're going to start worrying about how we line up.
If it doesn't line up, you know. So what? If that comes up, what you do is you don't look at the problem with the hammer. You look at the distance between you and the hammer. And if you can let that go, what that means, let that go. Say, well, you know what? I don't even have to have a fucking hammer. Let's just call this a day. I think I'll just go have ice cream. And when you go on your way for ice cream, then you can find a hammer. And go, well, here's a hammer. It was in my car all along. That's cool. There's that hammer, that elusive frequency.
And that's part of
hammer.
The oddness of this situation where we're working out frequency, magnetism, and polarity, but the best way to do it is forget the issue and not desire it so much, or just know when you say it.
Yes, but they're trying to apply it. They want the trebler, so once the construct is laid out, then they can take it apart. See, we don't have to prove that 2 plus 2 equals 4. By dividing 4 by 2 to see what it equals. But you can do
right,
that.
Right, but
that's
I mean, I've thought about this before,
sorry to hear that, Sasha, that you thought about it.
With rewrite, for example, because we could apply that, we'd be like, what's the fucking point in going through all of this stuff? If, you know.
Right. But it seems that there seems to be a complementarity. You like to work. You have to have a role for thought. It's a role of thought in relation to word power.
and they seem to go together.
At the end of the day, Sue Bone gets to engage this, okay? And she'll play with it, and she gets lots of it. She gets all of it. She gets none of it. She gets whatever she gets. And then all of a sudden, something comes along, our schedule change, or this or that, or this or that, or this or that. And then rather than having to put all of Air Canada out of business, she can be easy about it and let them carry on, and then they give her her damn schedule she wants so they don't all have to be on the, what do you call it when you quit work on purpose?
The dole?
The strike. Quit work.
Yeah.
The strike. Quit work on purpose.
Yeah. So you don't have to strike.
Right.
In order to get your schedule.
Yeah.
Good. But now they were almost there.
Yeah.
And you eased up on it the day before.
Yeah.
Which affected the vote.
Mm.
Which allowed it to carry on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ian, this...
And you got your damn schedule.
Yeah,
so we could apply this...
Did I affect the government?
Sorry?
If I affected the government.
Oh, fuck that. What government? There's nothing... They don't have any causal reality in this conversation.
Right.
So, Ian, the interaction with you, if we overlay frequency, magnetism, and polarity here, it might explain how, you know, Sheila can... cause volcanoes, Sasha can affect Canada, because we're interacting with Ion. And Ion's an Arnis for us, right?
Yeah.
So,
for you it is, yes.
Yeah, so that's frequency. What would be isness in relation to Ion for those not here?
Good. Oh, well, now for those not here, they're fucked.
Okay, so what would be the isness? You like that sentence?
Good. The isness for Sue... is once it applies, there's no question of the power that Sue controls. The power in Sue now is. And it is already, but it's not is until for her it becomes an Arnis.
And she applied it to the strike. That's the frequency application.
That's right. And so, therefore, she forced Air Canada to respond to her.
Air Canada's the magnetism?
No, it's the desire. It's her flight with the
desire. So what's the magnetism and polarity in her relationship to the strike?
Oh, okay. The polarity is she wanted to fly her schedule. She wanted to fly,
yeah.
Take the action. She wanted to fly in a specific direction. That's the polarity. Magnetism is what was pushing the plane off the ground, and it did.
And frequency was?
Her... lining up, there it is again, adjusting her frequency or forcing it to adjust.
With the non-strike frequency.
No, with her flight frequency. See, she was
well,
never
okay,
lined
now
up
connect
with
that to her relationship to affecting the government or the strike. That's what we're trying to figure out here, how those three...
Has nothing to do with the strike. It has to do with, I get my schedule or no fucking body's going to fly any fucking where. And there it is.
So that was aligning, the frequency was aligning my desire to go to Copenhagen.
And as a god, your response is, I'm a god, and if I don't get my Copenhagen, nobody's going to go anywhere.
I cannot be denied.
I will not.
I will not.
I shall not.
Not.
I
okay,
shall
but,
not
but the fact
entertain anything the, other than my instant desire.
But the fact
okay,
she's interacting with
Ion.
I want to know where Ion, the interacting with Ion, is
yeah.
Making her powerful. What's the magnetism frequency polarity involving Ion in her power?
Oh, good. It's the pointing out of her non-physical. Okay, so the frequency of her non-physical and the frequency of her physical are becoming both increased. And they become in stasis, which is the magnetism, which makes it a full unit, meaning it is complete. So
Ion is
the
non-physical.
Well, yeah.
You got ion, you got Su in the strike. Where's magnetism frequency?
Why are you doing all that? You asked us to lay it out from...
Yeah, but it didn't work. It didn't.
We weren't through.
No, he was just trying to say that. He said frequency of her physical, non-physical.
Yeah, that's frequency. And when he says non-physical, do you mean ion?
That's what you asked to compare.
I want to bring ion into this threeness. The
frequency of non-physical, us, and the frequency of Sue, the closer they are, the more there is polarity or power.
Okay, so the closer they are, the more there is polarity.
Which is power.
Okay. Ion, just a sec. The frequency of Sue and the frequency of you are two completely different frequencies, like there is between me
not
and
not anymore.
Hammer. Okay. So the closer they are, the more there is polarity.
Instantaneous power.
Instantaneous power. So...
what's magnetism in that relationship?
The
application of the power. The pushing everything else out of the way to get what I want.
That's the magnetism factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's creating a vehicle, which would be the plane. No,
that's
strike.
What would blow up a government.
But Sheldon was just talking about the ionic covalent bond.
That's clarity?
No, that doesn't relate to this.
Covalent bond.
That you might not want to bring that in yet till you figured out what frequency and magnetism and...
Okay.
Hold on. So, Sue's got her frequency worked out pretty good, and she's beat non-physical into acquiescing to her frequency. Okay, so now she's got this huge polarity.
Meaning power? Huge polarity or power?
Yes.
Okay.
And now she has this in play. Okay, so now any and all desires that this powerful, connected, polarized God, okay, if something is crossed and she says... Susan says, not in my world, then it could remove it from the entire world, period. Now, she may not mean to wipe out all of fucking Canada just because she had a bad day and wanted her flight and they were running her around the mountain, but she doesn't notice that. She just wants what she wants when she wants the way she wants it.
That's the frequency part.
And fucking hair lip them otherwise, that's the magnetism part.
Okay, so then, while we're still sticking on frequency, with the, between, say, me and the hammer, is ion engaging with the, I don't even want to say the lining up, but for lack of a better word, is ion engaging that aspect?
No, we just really aren't. We try to lay it out, but it's up to the individual. See?
Okay.
See, the 1%
cream is... So if it's up to the individual...
No, stop. We haven't finished. Don't argue till we finish, then you can argue.
Okay.
Cream is cream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Cream is cream, period. We know cream instantly. All right? So, and when we know cream, then we absolutely know how to store cream. Cream is eternal. Milk will sour. So, it's very easy to acquiesce our frequency to cream because it is. We have very little or no patience anymore with milk.
Because you can't register them on your radar.
Exactly.
Well, were you registering them in the first year of cash flow?
Absolutely.
But there was a factor. Well, now, what would that be? Polarity, magnetism, and frequency that diminished your noticing them. Is that
or
the
event.
We were going on the whosoever will frequency,
yeah,
which allowed any jackleg.
Oh, you
access.
Changed your frequency or words.
Well, that's
or your...
what everybody's noticing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so God, I hope I don't get mean, Ion. Yeah, you better be afraid.
So you said that you're acquiescing to our frequency. You're...
Now.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's why everything we say enjoy it, get it all. You won't get us repeating gossip because it ain't going to last long. Well, hell, we've even obfuscated allow. And that was the catchword of the millennia.
Did you just say you capitulate to us in this group? Was it something about 45 seconds ago?
More than you know.
You capitulate to our frequency.
Yes, for this moment.
Yeah.
But what you need to know is y'all gonna have to get on with it, because even that's gonna shift. We're just telling you.
You mean we have these rewrites. You capitulated, but there is. What's the best word to say? Is it not a deadline?
Or yes,
there is a deadline.
There is a deadline because y'all started the TikTok. And the deadline is very quick. It's coming.
In general in the world, or we start a TikTok in our rewrite sessions here?
There's no difference, Bob. That's the point.
Oh, yeah. We're actually determining what's going to happen.
You're setting it.
Right. So the... non-physical can only notice us in terms of what to do with the rocks crying out or not.
Used to be that was the case, but no more. Enough. Y'all got enough to get on with it, and if you're getting on with it, then everything's just fine and no problem. But if you're engaging and you're not getting on with it, the more polarity you get. And the less you apply your frequency of place of power, the more we are going to engage that power.
Right. Now,
so,
people.
Can I just ask, with that session, I'm just, Bob's kind of trying to get to this too, and I'm a little bit, still a little bit crossways with this. With the session that I had, you just said that you basically tripped me up. Did you trip me up in that session so that other people wouldn't get that information?
No, we knew that we knew your outcome. We knew your outcome, and rather than you get into a big soupy thing where somebody's screaming at you and blah 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 blah, we made it easy. We didn't give you the information, so you could do it any way you wanted to and not hurt you or them or anybody else.
Okay, so
God help you if we say, do not share this information, and you decide to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're God enough to make that choice, then you ought to be God enough to take the fallout.
Take the shit, yeah, absolutely.
You see?
So,
and that's
totally.
Not a problem, and rather than go through all that hoo-hoo, we just save the day by not completing it.
Well, thank you.
See, because otherwise...
And you're calling, Ion, when you say her outcome, it wasn't just whether she sent the stuff out or not. The whole process of the reading had more than that, but that was one aspect of the outcome that you hit off at the pass.
Do.
I see. Not the whole outcome.
No.
Okay.
See, because the whole outcome is you get it now. And the very thing that we would have smote you over for sharing with everybody, we're opening freely for everybody on rewrite.
Right.
It's interesting, isn't it?
But that's a different
conversation now with who is involved here, and then when it would have been potentially an issue.
Right.
Or as you'd say, problematic.
So,
needle pulling thread.
So the that was that was the me and me coming together to sort of save the day for later on. That wasn't like Ion's not. But what Bob was saying, you know, where does Ion come in the frequency, magnetism, the polarity? That would be an aspect of the frequency. And that also, sorry, the polarity, more polarity.
Well,
increase
up. See, you said a whole bunch of stuff there, and anyway, we answer it.
It was a shitty question.
Well, no, it was. There's no shitty questions. It's just you've produced.
There are just too many words.
Yeah.
Too many words.
Yeah.
Because anyway, we answer it, it's going to fall short of the outcome.
Okay. Well, we'll just leave.
So break it down. Break it down in a simpler way. And let us do it as we go. And then you develop your question based on our answer. Maybe that'll help you a little bit.
I think I'm just going to let it sit for a while until I can develop it.
See, every time we try to get you somewhere, because your words were, now you want to say, oh, I'll just let it lay.
Okay,
you
know, fine,
you shouldn't let it. You shouldn't,
so
let,
you
it,
said, okay,
you shouldn't
just,
let it lay.
I don't want to make it be too many words, because that's why I just said I'll
leave it. Well, then use a few and we'll stop you, and then use a few more words.
So, Sue, you said that there's the frequency of her physical and her non-physical, that you're essentially bowing down to her frequency.
We were, but no more.
Oh, you were, but no more.
But no more. Now she's got a taste of it. Now she raises her frequency and increases her place of power, or she'll become further away from the connection with her.
Right.
Because, see, once you get a taste of it, you didn't know. Now you do.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know, and you've had a taste of how good it really damn is. You're like, holy crap, I'll never go back from here. And so you pull it back and go, okay, when I do this, this is the outcome and I like it. When I do this, this is the outcome and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? It'd be like someone who had an alcohol problem. They might say a sentence like this. You know, every time I get a gallon of corn liquor and drink it at one sitting, I end up in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You see? They're recognizing the polarity of their vibration and the polarity that got them into the notion, and then in the outcome, they don't like how it goes or how it turns out. They notice this, so then they make a shift and a change regarding their pushing against sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you do that just a little bit, that's how you start making shifts, changes, and that certainly affects your frequency. Okay? So, now, Sue gets a taste. She likes it real good. We work with it at the level, because remember back in the day, we were please yourself and kumbaya and whatever you think. And
you also were saying everything's a frequency.
We've laid it all out. We just didn't make it a construct where it became a plus or a minus.
It still all applies, though. I mean, I was listening to the Love is a Force Field thing last night, and it's ridiculous how much of this stuff you're laying out there.
Well, of course, darling, but nobody got it then.
No.
So we had to change our frequency to give the cream a chance. Well, now you have a chance.
Mm.
Now, what you do with that, it's up to you. Good. Because we will not lower frequency anymore.
Okay.
Now, it's coming to your place of power. We'll help. We didn't say we wouldn't help. We have all. Fuck, we say we have already.
Mm-hmm.
You ungrateful gods. Good. We like that, because as you increase it, guess what that does? The more powerful you are, the less powerful we must be.
Yeah.
There's no equal footing. We just merge.
You hope that's all that takes place is a merge.
Emerge and then non-physical disappears.
Well, it's absorbed in your place of power.
Yeah, and you're forever in the physical, but it's a very broad physical.
Well, you're already in the physical, and it is already broad. The only reason you say there's death is because you say it's a debt that all men must pay. So therefore, then you must die. Okay.
Okay, so if I'm looking at this diagram, the wheel turning with the bar that creates a sine wave in the wall, you got the panel of cosine, the vertical, no, the horizontal panel is cosine, and then you have the vertical panel, which is a sine wave, and the wheel turning. Can you put frequency, magnetism, and polarity on those three factors?
No, because those are all frequency.
Oh, that's all within frequency. So what would be a design movement of magnetism? This is a design movement of frequency.
Okay. The angle that you apply the frequency to.
The angular part is magnetism.
No. The angle is what you apply the frequency to. That would be setting where you are. It would be the polarity.
Oh, the angle is magnetism.
Fuck, no, it's polarity.
Oh, okay. Polarity is the angle. What would be the magnetism?
An angle is the polarity, and polarity is the angle, yes.
Right. So what would be a visualization of magnetism?
Triangulation. The distance and where you are and where you want to be.
All right. Triangulation is magnetism. Angles and numbers are polarity.
And sine, cosine waves on the right
frequency.
Square triangle, angles to set it, are the frequency. Boom.
Very good.
Wow, Bob.
That's a good one. So let me, I think I'll write that one down. I'm not even going to write the line. Carolson.
That's scarily brilliant when Bob gets it first time. Y'all know that's not the norm. It normally takes a bit.
So, Bob, can you repeat that?
Oh, hell
yeah.
No,
words
it's
or
over.
Less?
Now, listen to this. Here it goes. The image that Sasha sent, the wheel with the sign, you know, have you looked at that image?
Yeah.
That's a visualization of the frequency environment or frequency factor.
Right.
Okay, so then the magnetism is... that's polarity. Polarity is the magnet. If you visualize polarity... then you visualize working with angles and numbers, maybe just angles, because angles, numbers are angles. So polarity is visualization through angular stuff. Now, that would be geometry. Is it geometry that does angles, Ion?
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, so that's angles and geometrics, angles. Geometry, you know, Euclid. You heard that many...
Yeah.
That's angle stuff. So then magnetism is trigonometry. What was it? Not trigonometry. Triangulation.
Triangulation.
Yeah, triangulation.
Trigonometry would apply too, though.
Well, trigonometry might go into the polarity.
The answer to your question is no.
Well, you're doing a little ESP there.
No,
Ion.
She asked you, Bob, can you repeat what you just said? And so far, Sue's answer is no.
I didn't know. She didn't specify, could I do it exactly right within 1 minute. It took a few minutes and allowing
and
other people to speak. So magnetism triangulation, can you put, where would you put trigonometry? That's sine and curve. Okay, that's trigonometry. So
sine and curve.
That's my note here. Sine and curve.
Yeah.
I meant cosine. Yeah, we got that. Must you go into it? Must you go rub it in?
Must you not get it?
So trigonometry
was the image. Is that what you said, Bob? Frequency was the image that we see on this screen here. What would you call that image?
That's sine and cosine, and those are aspects of trigonometry.
They're waves. They're frequency.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're waves.
Okay.
Sine wave and cold wave. There's frequency. Oh, I better put the word. sine
co-wave.
Wave. Co-wave.
Co-wave
and sine wave.
Co-wave
and
is what you get if you have
cosine
a non-permanent.
Cosine Billy, Butch the Electron. Okay. Polarities, angles, and geometry. Because
it gives you a triple process. Yeah.
Now, triangulation,
peroxide.
The special kind of triangulation, which is a big closeted area of ion dome, is that the mixing of trigonometry. No, listen to this. Don't fucking fuck it up, Sasha, with your fucking enthusiasm in this direction. Now, listen to this. Trigonometry mixed with geometry is the secret triangulation.
Yay!
Yeah, it's called trigonometration.
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 It's called the torture never stops. That's what it is. The torture never stops.
Should we say trigonometry mixed with Euclidean geometry is the secret?
Geometry is Euclidean. Trigonometry is Descartesian XY stuff. Calculus. What was it called? The infinite calculus or something?
Algebra.
Algebra. Right. Algebra.
Algebra. Oh,
right, so
algebra.
We'll put that algebra. Put a slash there.
Not Algiers. Now, don't spell it that way.
No.
You'll get it with Algiers.
And now magnetism is the distance between what is and what you want. Well, how did you say that, Ian? That was well said. Euclidean geometry. Triangulation. Is the working with the frequency and the polarity. So magnetism is the isness. That's the whole situation. What was magnetism? The thing that pushes you away. Okay, so triangulation. The pushing you away. The working with the combination of trigonometry or frequency and geometry polarity. That determines your relationship to how you're pushed away. The medium is the message.
Would that be a monopole magnet?
Wait now. Describe the construct again.
Of a magnet?
No, your question.
Is there a monopole magnet?
No.
Okay.
You know, Steve, I just got a little flash. Steve's over trying to get into the old wrong number. I don't know what Steve's doing. I just got a little thing. You go in for a minute, and then it bounces back, and someone tried to get in there. He's over at the 512961 number trying to get in there. I don't know what he's doing.
He's showing you the distance in frequency, polarity, and magnetism.
Right. Steve's the example. Now, he's not emailing me. Let me check the other email. The email and say, hey, Bob, where am I?
That would be right. Hey, Bob, where am I? That's right.
Yeah. But he didn't disconnect, I don't think.
Didn't get the answer to my question about past, present, and future.
Bob,
and where does it fit in polarity, frequency, and magnetism?
Well, you got a triangulation there between past, present, and future. There's a triangulation between frequency, magnetism, and polarity. So to get rid of your linear view of past, present, and future triangulation, bring it into frequency, because you're always talking about the distance, going, moving away, and the distance between you and you. So the frequency, magnetism, and polarity is probably a more understanding way of dealing with past, present, future. That's actually the factors you're actually dealing with when you're talking about experience and fragments of your now, big now. Past, present, future are very linear and limited images. Because you're going to have to deal with frequency, magnetism, polarity when you figure out your relationship to now. Not with your images of past, present, future. But you could use those images, past, present, future, as a beginning point, right? You got past, present, future, but your relationship to that is better visualized through frequency, magnetism, and polarity.
So past, present, and future is more linear, and this is more...
Spherical.
Spherical.
Is that Steve?
Oh, it's Renee. I got kicked out.
Okay. How many did they say were here, Renee?
Six.
So that means Steve's missing.
Seven if Steve was here.
Right. So maybe I should try to call him. Could you guys refrain from saying anything interesting while I check out?
That's not a problem.
Yeah, you're right, Renee. That's right. What am I worried about? You guys are nothing without me.
What am
I? I can sing some songs, maybe.
But if we say a word, you'll have a fit.
We could do the Jeopardy thing again. Doo-dee-doo-dee.
The theme to Jeopardy? Well, does that seem fun?
So, Ion, how long
it's not fun
today?
When Bob comes in and he freaks out because we've been saying words and he hasn't been here. That's more fun almost singing Jeopardy.
Can I ask if this is a small example of what we're talking about?
Sure.
Like, went to Walmart the other day last week to get a certain kind of cat food, and I looked and I didn't see it, and they didn't have it, and I said, oh, well, they don't have it. And then I looked again, and there it was. Is that anything?
Yeah, say it again.
I went to Walmart to get a certain kind of cat food, and I looked at all the boxes, and they didn't have any, and I go, oh, well, they don't have it here. But I glanced down again, and there it was.
Right. That's exactly that, right.
So did you just relax, or you just let it go, and then it came to you?
Yeah, because I didn't have no idea if they had it for sure.
I'm missing a lot of stuff just now.
Are you Barbara?
Yeah. I'm looking all night for connection to my camera to upload pictures to the computer. I can't find it. The box anywhere. But the stuff.
Well, don't you dock it into your charger?
Yeah, but I can't find that box. Jim misplaced the box. It's a brand new camera, and he misplaced the box with all the charging stuff and the download pictures and everything.
Okay, that's not Jim. That's for your frequency.
I've looked everywhere.
I
guess where it is.
What's that?
Guess where it is.
Where?
The last place you look.
Hey, so helpful.
We really are. Because when you find it, you'll cease looking, and that's where it'll be, the last place you look.
Hey, but this,
okay,
well, this
I'm not
brings
looking
up
anymore.
A really
I'm
good,
bed.
This
well,
brings up a really
but
good
now, if you got, hold on. But did you get this? Did you get our words? Our words were actually clear, and you said, well, that was a lot of help. No, you know, go ahead and look at the last place you're going to look. That's the place it must be. That's the is and the arnesis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so wherever I look, that's where it's going to be.
Well, if it's the last place you look, it will be.
Okay, it's the last place I'm looking in the hutch.
So I called Steve, and I just got his answer machine. So either his phone's disconnected, you know, ran out, or he gave up. Or he lost interest. Well, Ian, what do you see Steve doing? Or you can't comment on that. That's too much part of them now, and it would be interesting for us to know, so you wouldn't tell us, because we're too involved in knowing it.
Well, we could just say it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah, see? That'd be rude. So,
yeah.
So don't say that.
That would be inappropriate. We couldn't do that.
Yeah, so can you do something appropriate? Could you actually tell us what happened to him?
Oh, no.
What?
Vacancy happened to him.
Okay. So let's try to figure out how this applies to the angel diagram. Can you look at frequency, magnetism, and polarity in the, would that be ring 12 ion? Isn't that ring 12 with all the numbers? No, that's ring 12, right, Ion? That's close.
Oh, no, Sasha had something before you, Bob.
Okay.
Now, I only have notes for 3 megahertz frequencies. I have one for ring 7, 3.23887.
Good.
Ring 8, 4.8376.
Good. Megahertz,
and,
right?
Right, yeah. And
good.
Ring 14, 6.944.
Uh-huh.
Basola?
Which rings were they, Sasha? Just say the numbers.
I sent it to you in an email, Bob.
When?
This week at some point.
Yeah, just say the numbers right now. What are they? Ring
okay,
what?
Seven. Ring 7, ring 9, and ring 14.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's the realm of frequency, is the rings 8 to 14 are frequency when we make the simple division between the first 6 rings and the second 7. So that would have to be, they'd have to be in that. So you're looking for the frequency of
8. I'm looking for 8, 11, 12, and 13.
10.
Unless they're
and 10.
8? Yeah, and 10, yeah.
So why is the Escher ring number 7 got a frequency in it? It overlaps both ions. It's got the chemical stuff from the first six, and then the frequency. They mingle in the Escher ring.
It says the note that I have here. It says it separates vibration from chemical to physical.
Yeah. So ion, they mix in the Escher ring.
Yes, but it's just exactly like this. Just a second.
You gonna play a song? Uh oh. Thank you. Yeah, that's the Escher ring.
They give him a sock.
That's the Escher ring.
Right.
That's the Escher ring.
Very good.
What color is the Escher ring?
Well, did you have it? Do you have Sheila's? You should have that. Maybe she missed it that week when Sasha sent them out.
I have it. I'm looking at it right now, so I can't remember.
Red.
Why are you asking what color it is, Renee, when you're looking at it?
Because I don't know which one is the Escher ring.
Oh, it's the one, what do we call that? The pentagrams. The big pentagrams in the middle.
Yeah, the one that goes in and out or up and down.
Yeah, overlapping. What are those called?
Right.
Pentagrams? Would you call them pentagrams, Sasha?
It was 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, well, it's 2 four-sided. It's two interlocking.
Four-sided
parallelogram.
Squares. Parallelogram.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. So they're the parallelograms over interpenetrating.
So it's 8, actually. It's your 8. It's the 8.
Okay.
Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait. 7. Oh, no. 8-sided, 7-pointed.
So, Ion, ring 12 with all the numbers would be frequency. That's trigonometry up there. Is there polarity in ring 12 in those many numbers?
Yes.
Is there magnetism in there?
No.
Magnetism would be the Escher ring?
The gate that closes, yes.
The six gates or whatever, one is open. Oh, the one that goes on and off?
Yep.
That one gate is magnetism?
That's right. It repels everything else.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
So frequency and polarity are up in ring 12.
I've heard it for the very first time. It's so magic.
Well, it is.
If the one gate is magnetism, then
what are the other gates? What would we call the other gates?
Yeah.
We wouldn't.
They're just gates. At the 9 o'clock position, Renee and Sheldon, you should see. What do you see there, Sasha? What indicates the gate that blocks, that can open and shut? How does that indicate it? By no overlap? I can't remember.
No, it's not a gate. All the rest are gates. It's the one space that does
without the overlap. Without the overlap, correct?
That's right.
Right, right. Over by around 9 o'clock.
Give Dobby a sock.
Oh.
Allison did that. She covered all socks a year ago when she sent me her sock.
That's how he got his freedom, okay? Take his fucking socks away from him.
Yeah, if we actually looked at the timing of that, that might have been when certain things started to happen.
It did.
Mm. Did the Bible course start around then?
A little just after it, but yeah.
Ah, so it all opened up when I got Allison's sock.
The extra notes that I got in here that say that I wanted to get clarification on, it says the ninth gate at 9 p.m., you got to know how it's shifting.
That's the gate. That's the opening closing gate.
Yeah,
the
but
magnetism.
The fact.
And that's
that
the ninth ring, Sasha. That's the ninth ring.
It's ring seven.
No, that's the Escher. Well, okay, the gates are in the Escher ring.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking at my computer. What is the eighth ring? Oh, that's the individuation. Determining yourself in relation to society, and then the ring nine is the higher emotions as you try to become one of the elders like Moses. You have values in emotional postures.
I'm just wondering about the statements and this notes that I have. Just want a clarification on this. You've got to know how it's shifting.
Well,
you've got to know how it's shifting.
Right. If you don't know how it's shifting, you could obfuscate ice cream for everyone.
So why aren't
you got to know how it's shifting, or you could make a stupid statement like, I'm ruined, and blow up all of fucking Japan.
Right.
Right, so that's the gate of magnetism. You have to know how it's shifting. That involves the frequency and polarity.
Do. And when you master that, then you won't ask, how do I get my stuff?
Right. So that's ring 7 looping with ring 12.
Yeah. Fa, sol, la, sol, fa, sol, fa, sol.
So, Ion, this is a map of our ascension, each one of our ascensions.
The cell, the cellular strata, yes.
Yeah, the 144,000 chroma double helixes are in the chart. Everything is in that picture, Sue. Coldplay.
Of your cell.
Of my cell.
Well, your cell would be like everybody else's cell if you're
sending. Yeah.
But it includes what you know when you have a perfect cell.
Oh.
Well, duh. So, Sue, what he's trying to say is when you know something, you'll know you know it.
No, I'm saying that when you perfect your cell, you understand Coldplay. You understand RNA drop.
When you know that, you'll know it. Duh, yeah.
What's Coldplay?
That's Cold Fusion.
Oh,
that's Cold Fusion.
So the one gate at 9 o'clock is magnetism?
Yeah. That is subject to frequency and polarity in ring 12. Where he said you've got to know the shifting. You've got to know the
three ways. Everything is, but that's an applier. But everything is, but that's an applier.
I don't have any looping with ring 12.
Remember I created this theory. It's in the loop and 7 loops with 6 or something. And 14 loops was one. Some were mirroring and some were, like the DNA, ring 5 and 6 mirror each other. One's DNA and one's RNA. So I noticed that some rings mirror right beside each other, and others are sort of looped back and connect. I knew that the one ring connected with another ring, or part of the frequency world looped in with the chemistry. So I just made up, 11 with 4. I don't know if that's accurate, but we just heard one now. 7 with 12 seems to be accurate. That's the first looping we can be certain about.
Okay, so yeah, because I've got a note in ring 12 that says, has all the emotions possible that apply to the Esha.
Yeah, there it is. That's 7 and 12. Now we know it's frequency and polarity in ring 12, which involves the trigonometry and the geometry with the magnetism in the open and closing gate, which is the isness.
I have a separate inner from outer chamber.
Yeah, that's chemistry, the first 6 rings and the outer. You can say inner, or maybe you guys don't know this. The inner kingdom would be the first 6 rings. The outer kingdom is ring 8 to 14, or 8 to 13, because 14 might loop back with 1. And then you have the middle kingdom is the Escher. Now, there's a nice image for you. The 7th ring is the middle kingdom. Would you agree with that, Ian?
That makes sense when you're talking about the 9 p.m. mode being the magnetism. That would make sense for it to be the middle kingdom.
Yeah, and would the opening and closing gate, or the gates are part of the overlapping of frequency of the outer kingdom and the inner kingdom? Yeah. You're working with interior chemistry of the inner kingdom, and then it's going to meet with the outer kingdom or frequency, and the jostling for position and 3-2-1-ing it is in the 7th ring. And that would involve the gates. That's what you allow, Sasha.
Yeah, absolutely. So if seven is the middle kingdom, so the inner kingdom would be ring 9.
No, 1 to 6 is the inner kingdom, the chemistry.
Right.
And the outer kingdom, now follow this, Sasha. The reasons 8 and up to 13 are outer kingdom because ring 8 is the development of the individual. He's now been changed. Now he has to figure out his relation to age and social identity, right? He's interacting with the outer kingdom or has images of it.
Okay.
And then 9 is the higher ideal of appropriate emotions when you're having a contrast, like Job had. He had patience, right? So you're interacting with the outer kingdom and determining your emotional interaction, emotional acceptance or not. And then 10 is another part of the outer kingdom. That's the realms of heaven. And it's the fragmentation caused by the printing press, all those 49 categories. That's part of the social world and the founding of America. And then ring 11, another part of the outer kingdom, is the empires. See? And then 12 is the frequency polarity resonances that determine the first 11 rings. And then that's the result of that is in your middle kingdom, which is the 7th ring or the Escher ring.
I don't think I really got what you were talking about with 12. Because I got 8 to 13 is the outer kingdom. 9 is the higher ideal of appropriate emotions in the middle kingdom. 10 is another part of the outer kingdom. That is the 7th.
Rings 8 to 14 involve frequency. That was the first thing we were told. Rings 1 to 7 are inner kingdom. But you might, since the 7th is the mixture of the two, so 1 to 6 is the inner kingdom, or what we originally called chemistry. Rings 8 to 14 are the outer kingdom, or the world of frequency.
13.
Yeah, because 14 is, I don't know what 14 is, it's a... It's the valence and the valence, and it loops back to the cross in the middle.
Okay.
So it's the adjustment of yourself, Okay, you have yourself, and then you, your godhood, and then you have inner kingdom effects caused by the outer kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So you're juggling yourself, balancing yourself in relation to what you see. And to the degree you don't get fooled by C, you're not affected emotionally by it.
Balance, balance, balance.
But don't focus on, be careful of your image of balance, because part of balancing is not trying to be in balance.
Right. Yeah. That's why JW keeps talking about the fulcrum.
Yeah.
That you move, JW says you shift the fulcrum according to...
So, Ion, is ring seven, the Escher, involved the fulcrum?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah, and the gates are aspects of the fulcrum.
Mm-hmm. In proximity.
Because remember, I don't know if you know this, Sasha, the outer kingdom could not speak directly to the inner kingdom. It has to go through the middle kingdom. So the middle kingdom is the fulcrum.
The outer kingdom, the outer kingdom cannot speak to the inner kingdom. It has to go through the middle kingdom?
Yeah. And
yeah,
so the middle kingdom... Actually, your own consciousness, your own deciding factor, your rules, are the middle kingdom figuring out what parts of the outer kingdom you're going to be affected by on your inner kingdom.
Right.
And that chart includes everything that Ion said from the beginning, all the different themes. And that those three kingdoms was an early triangle, and that's, you can look at the chart that way. You got that, Sheldon? Are you getting this, Sheldon?
I'm trying to get my head around it.
Have you got your computer on? Are you even looking at the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you say, Sue?
Yeah, I'm following you guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara?
Yeah, I'm on mute, but...
You're paying attention? You guys falling asleep?
Yeah.
We're up to 4 hours.
I've been listening, but I need to wrap it up, or I need to go soon.
Right.
Well, it's 2 for Sue. Check on her.
Okay, so let's... I think that was... we're always going over the diagram. Just, it's a great visualization, and we incorporate new aspects that we learn.
But before you say goodbye or whatever, can I just get to ask Ion this? Any with the other?
You want to ask about the covalent nionic bonding? Maybe this is the time to bring that in.
No, because that's a huge other. That's massive.
Okay, so we'll do that next time.
I was just wondering about. I mean, we can go into this next time too, but just to get the actual numbers down on these notes about the megahertz frequency, I don't know, is there any.
You want the numbers for 10? You want 10, 12, 13? Are you going to give out those numbers, Ion?
Computer says no.
Okay.
Jill says no. So the covalent and ionic bonding deal with the interplay between the chromosome 14 in the center and the 14th ring, Ion?
We already did that, didn't we, Bob?
I don't know. We can do it again. The covalent bonding and the ionic bonding are up there in the valence world in the 14th ring. And what was the 13th ring? That's the ionosphere. It involves the ionosphere. But the valence... The curtain thing that overlaps, that is not the 13th ring, Ion, is it? That is the 14th ring. It's part of the 14th ring, right? The valence as opposed to the valence.
Yeah, it's in the 14th, the inner and outer ring of that, yeah.
So you see that, Sasha? We can bring up the covalent and ionic bonding. Sounds like the ionic bonding is a desired state. An ascended
state. Ionic covalent bonding.
Right. That seems to be an interplay between the chromosome center, the 14th ring, and the ion empty spaces sprinkled throughout the chart.
That seems to be the perfect.
That's another triangulation.
That's a perfected.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Ion, could you make... So the loopings might involve triangulations between the different rings, specific triangulations. think of that, Ion? Is that complication?
Yeah, you're not going to get there, but it's all right in theory. But when you start applying it, it makes it a woefully tearful experience.
And remember, guys, this angel diagram is of no concern to the ascended.
Well, oh, Renee says, well, hell, I'm on my way then.
Exactly. I was like, God, looks like Italian to me.
It's all Italian to me.
Yeah, don't buy their bonds either, darling.
So is it getting clearer, the diagram, for you?
For me?
Any of you. Yeah, you, any.
No, not me.
You've got the notes there. You've got to look at the notes and get to know the function of each of the rings. Get familiar with that.
And if that doesn't work, parallel it laterally from Revelation and how you apply it that way. Sometimes that'll help with the whole putting it together business.
Yeah, you know, the Ginny's chart of the seven seals, seven judgments, seven churches, seven this, seven that, seven trumpets, that is ring 10, those 49 divisions, because you get 7 times 7 is 49.
Okay, so anything that was sent to people from 2 weeks ago, I still need.
Well, I'm going to send you tomorrow, I'll send everybody the link to the Rewriterpedia.
Oh, okay, great. That'd be nice to see.
Oh, yeah, I need that again.
Did everybody get Jenny's outline?
Yes.
Sasha?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was in the Rewriterpedia, too.
Anders, yeah.
So Ion, the way humans, McCune called the communities, need to know, everybody's in their own world, creating their own world. What is the benefits of people coming together in a group and pretending to share overlaps, overlings, understandings, overlings? Does that involve covalent bonding and the sharing of electrons versus the species sharing of ionic bonding? Can they be applied to what happens in a group like this?
Yeah, it could. It could, Bob.
It's interesting that so godhood is resolved in your middle kingdom, your understanding of it, your activation of it.
Only.
And then you encounter other gods, and that's where the outer kingdom and the inner kingdom come in, and that's where you might get in rabbit holes. That's the art of interacting with humans, enjoying the sharing without becoming less than.
Say that again, Bob. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
The solitaire individual gods, they come together in a group like this, and the skill is how you relate to mortar and group communication without becoming imbalanced in your inner and outer kingdom, which is basically feeling less than.
Ion, I came back from being up over 24 hours, I guess.
Right.
And working the flight back from L.A., the all-nighter, and got on the 7 a.m. flight to Halifax. It was so I ended up with about 2 hours sleep, drove home okay, and tried to go and sleep again, but I couldn't. This is with my RNA drops, and I then was up another... 9, 10, 11 hours. And so I slept two hours, and then last night I slept 14 hours all in one stretch. I don't even think I got up. I can't remember getting up. But you say we don't really sleep.
What were you doing?
Yeah, what is not the right word. Is there something you can tell me about that whole process of sleep and not sleep that would be beneficial?
would be beneficial?
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, I heard, Sue, that if you don't sleep much and you're on RNA drops, at some point you then have a long sleep. The body does a catch-up. So you're not sleeping. It means maybe the implications of what you've been doing by not sleeping, because when you fall asleep, you go to other worlds to check out what you've been doing in this world or to rehearse and do other versions of it. If you have not been doing that, and you've been doing a lot of things on this world without much sleep, you then need to have a big chunk of, quote, span of time to catch up the implications of what you did in this world in the other worlds.
Okay.
So that require a long travel or a long sleep.
And it felt absolutely delicious to wake up.
Yeah, because you caught yourself up with all the implications of what you were doing in one world. And then I might say that you slipped in and out of other worlds while you were awake. Then it gets complicated again, but...
Yeah.
So what do you think of that explanation, Ion, that you sleep a long time to deal with the ramifications of being up a lot in this world, so you have to spend a little bit of extra experience in the next world, other worlds, to figure out what you had done so much in this world because you stayed up so much. I could have put a what in there so he won't answer.
Mm. Could have.
Could have.
Did.
Yeah. It's good. So how would you say it? Sue's been processing a lot of time in this world.
I don't really know what world I'm in most of the time.
Yeah, is this a statement? Is Sue processing a lot of the implications of being in one world and staying up a lot in other worlds, so that required an exit for 14 hours?
You don't have to go to bed to go to another world, Bob. Come on. It was just a break, a disconnect.
Yeah, but
it was just a chosen disconnect.
Right, but when
she's
disconnect, you go somewhere.
Ion,
that's what I'm saying. You had to have a long disconnect in another world, because when you disconnect, you go to another world, correct?
Not necessarily.
Okay, what do you do if you don't go to another world? This is the key, we wouldn't know the answer to that. And it's not sleeping. What do you do when you
laundry,
go to another world?
Ironing, interplay.
In this world.
In this world, yes. Yeah.
Even though to us, you'd look like you were sleeping.
Well, find somebody who can prove you're sleeping, and then we'll have a conversation. But you say you go to sleep and you don't think you move, but you don't know.
Mm.
Okay, so when you're sleeping.
I only know if the pillows are on the floor.
Good.
That's
so
because
that
you've been jumping in and out of bed.
Or kicking them out.
You had many customers, though, at that long period.
Yeah.
Pillows are all over the floor. But that's interesting. When you look like you're supine on the bed, sleeping, you're actually up doing all kinds of things. Now, that's a new dimension. That's crazy, Ion.
Well.
Mm.
You can't believe what you see.
Hmm. I have a question. When I was on the flight to and fro Arizona, there was this very heavy, at one point, I don't know if it was the altitude or was there too much oxygen in there, but I had some real pressure to my chest, and it seemed to be at the same time, well, same altitude each way. Was I experiencing little man with the air atmosphere change?
No, we were going in through a portal. Bob does that all the time.
She was exiting the plane, is what you're saying, and coming back.
No.
Oh, the plane was going through a portal. Okay.
The plane was going through, and she got that tightness of catch your breath and couldn't. That's what happened.
And that's not because she went to a world with less oxygen. Doesn't mean
right. It's just the hiccup. It's the hiccup of the you catch your breath, and then it's painful just for a bit,
yep.
And then it goes away. And it did it going and coming, so you went and came. Mm. Where's that came and went? Let's see. Yeah, there you go.
Came and went. Okay.
I'm looking at the sine wave and the cosine wave as it moves, and the arm is traveling in a counterclockwise direction. Can it also go in a clockwise direction? Would it be the
it
same?
It can.
It can. Would it be the same sine waves? And
no, it would not.
Would they would come towards me instead of going away from me? Is that correct?
Well, it would be the pi registration would go the opposite direction.
Okay.
So the sine and the cosine panels would be in opposite places?
Would be in reverse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you call that
would
cycle?
The wave be going in the direction of coming towards me? Or would
that, well, you won't notice that.
Because if I was standing on the other side of that rim.
Yeah, they'd be coming towards you.
They would be coming towards
you. They'd be down on the horizontal plane, Sue. They'd be down on the bottom because the sine wave would be down there. Or it would just, maybe it would be, maybe the sine wave has to be horizontal.
But has to be
vertical.
But Ion, if I walked into this image and I walked around the other side, the back.
You do.
Pardon me?
You do. You do walk into it.
See, that's a linear construct of what it is. The frequency is everywhere. So deciding if it's a frequency is coming to you or going away from you, it is and it does. But you don't see frequency.
Right.
So it becomes nebulous to make the point of, I need to figure out, is it coming to me or away from me?
I see.
The pitch, the amplitude, the period of the peaks and troughs of those sine cosine waves are.
Okay.
And that is the relationship of frequency, magnetism, polarity, whether things are coming from you, towards you, away, pushing those. That factor coming towards you involves frequency and magnetism and polarity.
Yeah. If somebody gets on your plane that kind of gives you the creepy creeps, you don't know why, but they give you the creepy creeps.
Mm-hmm.
Do they give you more creepy creeps when they're coming towards you or away from you?
Towards me.
Right. Because your visual bias sets a construct or perspective. But if they have enough frequency and they really freak you, makes no difference where they are, you're going to be keeping an eye on them.
It's true.
To see what the hell they're up to, or into, or onto. So the frequency is the same regardless of where you are.
Mm.
But just like a radio station, when you get out of range, all of a sudden it starts to get crackly. But when you're parked in the radio station driveway, it's a pretty stout signal.
Hmm.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
See, so if you go at it that way, then coming or going is a perspective. It doesn't have anything to do with the frequency.
Or the pushing aspect. Pushing
good.
Away from.
That's polarity then.
Magnetism, Bob, come on.
So when you're looking,
you spend 20
millennia. I'll forget it all and wake up and enjoy learning again tomorrow. Living in the ascended state.
Bob ascended once and he's done it every day of his life.
I may be as good as I once was.
What is it? Alzheimer's is wonderful. You meet new people every day.
Yeah.
That's right.
If it wasn't for Bob, we'd all think we were going crazy.
Right. I provide a standard. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, this is.
That's why if I start acting, really get acting up, people start in quick message. Oh my God, Bob's freaking out. They lose sight of the standard, right? I upset a chaotic butterfly.
Did you see the email I sent to you about Krista, Bob?
About what?
About you and about with Krista, I've had to deal with that for the past 3 years.
Oh, no, wait. Are they to me personally or to the Ion address?
Oh, yeah, it's just been intense. It's been really intense.
I don't think I've seen them. You sent me emails.
I've been sending you emails, yeah.
To Ion at How Ionic?
Maybe, no, I've got 3 email addresses for you, I think.
Just use Ion at How Ionic.
So I use Purple 5-Body.
Okay, Purple. Yeah. Purple 5-Body. What's this, the third one?
What's 5-Body?
Well, it's 8-Bodies now. But
welcome,
no, I thought for a minute.
World.
Yeah, no, there is a 5-Body. No, there is an old 5-Body email with 5-Body, not Purple. Purple 5-Body, what's the other two?
I've got Ion at How Ionic.
Yeah.
And let me just see on my email.
I don't know a third one.
Let me just pretend that I'm writing you an email. I'm just making a group for this group. I've invited everybody to the Rewriterpedia that hasn't been ready.
There can't be a third one.
Purple at 5 Bob. I don't know how ironic. Oh, no, maybe it's I see a friend of mine, Bobbins. That's maybe where I get it.
He's been enjoying your emails.
The other Bob.
The Bobbins.
Yeah, the other Bob. Bobbins, no.
So when you encounter someone on the plane that you don't want to sit in there, is that person magnet involved, magnetism, polarity, or frequency, Sue? Or all three? Can you put one of those words on that person?
Yes,
you can.
Yes, you
can.
Wait. No. This is where we're going to start singing the Jeopardy tune.
Okay.
No, don't stop. If we already answered that, and he's just going back and regurgitating what we just said.
Yeah.
We were talking about something specific.
Yeah.
I know. And what is that person that you're having a problem with? Magnetism or frequency or polarity? I don't think it's frequency. It might be polarity.
It
but what is the isness?
Frequency, Bob. Damn.
Oh, okay. Frequency.
I very rarely have those kind of people anyway. It's not.
But when you do, you do.
Yeah, when I do, I do. Can I, Ion, I was wondering when you were talking about the crystal skulls today.
Yeah.
I saw a crystal skull in the John Soane's Museum. It's a house of his in London, England. And he was he was an architect who designed the Bank of England.
We know.
And there's a very secret, not a secret room, but there's a room called the Hogarth room. His wife collected Hogarth prints, and there's a woman in there who stands and opens every 15 minutes. She opens up all of the walls, and you get a chance to look down into the monk's parlor, they called it, where they used to have the Rosicrucian meetings, and there's a crystal skull that sits in the middle of that table. I don't know if that's just a mocking, you know, something that they put there that might have been glass, or is it the real thing?
It was.
Uh-huh. But that is a copy, the one they have there now. It's probably just glass, is it?
Well, it quartz, but yeah.
Yeah. But they used to have the Masonic meetings, I believe, in this secret room. And is that correct?
Yes.
Mm. And they did have one of the crystal skulls?
Yes.
Mm. And what was the importance of that for them?
You think of Freemasons doing something in this world. Ion, were they part, those meetings dealt with the parallel world economy?
Not as far as 418, but yeah.
Yeah, see, they're not meeting to conspire against people here. They're engaged in interaction with other worlds.
Yeah, that's sort of what the Rosicrucians were into, wasn't it?
Well, they were trying to lay it out. You're here, and you want to go there. And you end up not getting your money. So you deposit your money here, and we'll give you a piece of paper. And when you get there, you give them the piece of paper, and they give you your money. Okay.
A good scheme.
Well, and they charged you a little bit. Now, the money that you got when you got there was not the same money you gave when you left here.
Mm.
Isn't that not the essence or the epitome of parallel world interaction?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going through some boxes in my garage and finding old books and letters that my grandmother had, and it looks like she started studying with the Rosicrucians probably back in the 30s or 40s, maybe the
50s.
30s, yeah. So I was quite taken with the parallel between her and I, she doing it in the 30s and me working with you here now. And so
Did it sort of come down from the genes?
Linearly, okay. She called them dunderies, not genes.
Yeah, DNA, I guess. RNA, DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, dungarees. Remember that word?
Yeah. Well, I just found it very interesting because her Bible was chock full of stuff, and I think she'd written on almost every page, including the insides of the book, front cover, and all over the front of the first several pages. But I never was quite sure whether she was just kind of wacky or whether she did get things.
Anybody who studied that stuff usually would end up in a rabbit hole because they didn't have enough information to get it. It's like, until Ion, there's no proper course, unless you luckily figured it out yourself.
There's a proper course, there's no proper destination.
Right. So
no,
I'm thinking, so you wouldn't want to identify with someone who was working with inadequate materials.
Unless you were Mae Bressel.
Unless you were Mae Bressel.
Well, I guess they just did the best with what they had.
Well, it's none of your concern. It's none of your business.
Damn. Mas familia.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting thought to go to bed on.
Yeah.
I don't
really. The point is to kill every thought. It's an environment of thought and assumption.
Well, fuck, you don't even have to do that. Just think not.
Yeah.
But when you do think, you wander around in weird rooms.
Good, so don't do that.
Well, I'm just picking them all up and looking at them and then tossing them in the garbage.
Well, now that may not be the fastest path to your joy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I shouldn't say I'm doing everything with that, but...
Be aware.
Be aware?
Well, they've been in the box for a long damn time, and now all of a sudden they gotta go? Well...
Hey, Sasha?
Yeah.
You guys resend me those emails about Krista. I didn't get any of them anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't get one on Ion or at Five Bodied.
Did you get an email from me about the angel child?
Just now? You mean tonight? Today?
No.
I got the visual of science. That's what you sent today. I've got Bob's album. Can I please order a copy? October 22nd. Oh, there it is, October 22nd. The text of a conversation. I got one of those.
Yeah, and then I sent you another one with just saying that I had added some extra bits that I'd found through my notes to...
Okay, well, they may have gone to Bobbins. Send those extra ones, the one since the 22nd. Okay, so are we ready to wrap it up, guys?
Terrific.
Girls?
Yep.
I think we had a really good session.
Really good.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Thank you, Ion.
Yes, indeedy.
Thank you, Ion. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, gang.
Jowden.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You're still there. Good.
Hey, Sue. Yeah. When we stop, I'll go, then Jada will come back. Hopefully Jada won't stay around too long. Stay around too a bit. I might want to say something to you.
Don't say that.
Well, it's 20,
I like talking to
20 to 3, Bob. Could I talk to you tomorrow before my flight?
I don't think so. Just hold a few minutes.
Okay.
I don't even know if there's anything to say. But,
okay, I'm coming back in 5 minutes then.
Okay.
Bye, all.
Bye. Okay, Ion.
Therefore, we are totally, completely, deliciously, happily, and forever incomplete.